This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Authorities say a vehicle speeding toward a U.S.-Canada bridge from the American side crashed and exploded at a checkpoint in Niagara Falls and left two people dead. The blast Wednesday prompted the closing of four border crossings in the area. From inside Niagara Falls State Park, witness Melissa Ruffalo said she saw a huge plume of black smoke rise over the border crossing, roughly 45 meters away from the popular tourist destination.
But we didn't really realize anything was wrong until we heard a whole bunch of sirens.
There was no immediate information on the cause of the incident, but it raised concerns on both sides of the border. Israel's cabinet has approved a deal to release hostages seized by U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas in exchange for a pause in fighting in Gaza. In an exclusive interview Wednesday, Israeli government spokesman Ilan Levy spoke to VOA's Carol Van Dam.
What can you tell us about the ceasefire, and what are you expecting to happen after the 4 days are over?
There is no ceasefire. The war continues. What we have now is a temporary cessation, a temporary four-day pause in order to facilitate an evacuation of 50 hostages. The arrangement we have now is to get 50 hostages, women and children. There is a baby who is only 10 months old, who has been held hostage by Hamas for nearly 50 days now. There's a three-year-old girl who's been held hostage. She's an orphan because Hamas murdered her parents in front of her.
That's Israeli government spokesman Ilan Levy speaking to VOA's Carol Van Dam from Jerusalem. The release of hostages under a temporary truce between Israel and Hamas militants will not happen before Friday, Israel's national security advisor said on Wednesday night. An Egyptian security source said mediators sought a start time of 10 a.m. local time on Thursday.